T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dr. John Davidson. He's the associate professor at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine. He's the section chief, Department of Interventional Radiology at University Hospitals of Cleveland. And he's a very, very accomplished and smart doctor, Dr. John Davidson. The only thing we have in common intellectually, Larry, is we grew up neighbors across the street from each other. He was my best friend growing up. As toddlers, we were running around the neighborhood playing wiffle ball and everything. And he has accomplished great things. So I'm honored to bring him on the show. Good morning, Dr. John Davidson.
Good morning to both of you. Kevin, it's great to hear your voice, although it sounds a lot different now.
Yes, we've grown. It's been a while since we saw each other, and we hooked up on social media recently, and I'm just thrilled to have you on the air. A lot has changed in the world recently, and I've been following you on social media with some of the posts. You're talking about coronavirus, the issue going around the world. How is this different from H1N1 and other things we've seen? Should we continue to be so vigilant?
Well, that's the question of the day. Everyone kind of wants to compare this to H1N1 and say, well, you know, we realize H1N1 infected a tremendous amount of people back in 2009 to 2010. I think the numbers, if you look worldwide, infected almost 700 million people. The difference is that was over about an 8-month stretch. Those numbers were compiled. And if you look at the numbers, even though it infected so many different people, the fatality rate worldwide was at about 0.2%. Now, what we're dealing with now, we have very few data points. I mean, this just originated in China, supposedly, on New Year's Eve, so December 31st, 2019. So if we take their word for it, that's still only about, you know, we're about 3.5 months into this worldwide. And in this country, as we all know, we're only into this for about a month or less. But what we're seeing is that this is much different. First of all, this is not an influenza virus. H1N1 was a different variety of influenza. This is, as we all know, is the coronavirus, which is a different type of virus. We know that it spreads at a much higher rate. You know, the flu, H1N1, maybe one person can give it to one other person, maybe two other people. This, we're seeing, can spread much more rapidly, almost like a 1 to 5 or more transmission rate. And the numbers we're seeing so far are a little scary because we're seeing a higher fatality rate. Now, the data points are low, but we're seeing in certain countries very high fatality rates. In our country, so far, again, we don't have that much data, but it's not nearly as high yet. But a lot of these numbers are very worrisome because we don't have testing yet, or adequate testing nationwide, to really explain what's really going on. So we don't know a lot about this. It's early on. We have to be overly cautious and take more precaution now.
Dr. Davidson, what we hear out of New York City in particular is extremely frightening. We're hearing that 60% of the cases in the United States are in New York, and that they're rapidly getting what they call, some have called it, a tsunami now of people that are getting to a critical stage of this virus infection.
Right. I mean, a good resource to use for the public is Johns Hopkins has what's called a Coronavirus Resource Center. And I don't know if you or your audience are familiar with this, but if you Google that, you can see real-time data across the world. It goes by country, county, fatality rates, and how many infected. I think it's updated on an hourly basis. If you look at it this morning, New York has about 30,000 cases statewide. Over 20,000 of those are in New York City alone. So we're talking about large numbers. But New York, I think Kevin spent some time there, so he could probably talk to it, is a little bit more densely populated than other parts of the country. And not only that, people are traveling from everywhere into New York. So it's kind of the perfect recipe for something like this to happen. Unfortunately, we're now starting to see their healthcare facilities get overrun, and this is what we all fear.
Dr. John Davidson joining us. He's from the University Hospitals of Cleveland, a childhood friend of mine. You have contacts all around the world. You were talking about collecting data and real-time information. You are getting it from your friends who are in the medical field in China, in Italy, places like that. How drastically different is the situation in Italy to China?
Well, I could tell you, China's a difficult situation because everybody says, who do you believe? Do you believe their numbers coming out of there? But I could tell you, I have personal contacts. I've traveled there, not recently, thank God, but yeah. I've been there a couple times over the past couple of years on business trips, and I've made some contacts there. So I'm in contact with these people, and they feel that they've now gone over the hump. Italy, we know, is vastly in the middle of this. The issue with China is, you know, Wuhan, where this all broke out, they were able to basically lock down the entire city and quarantine it for 2 months. We don't have those capabilities here unless we really want to start talking about civil liberties. I mean, there, you read the news, what they did there was basically no one was coming in, no one was coming out, and they were able to contain it. But the valuable information you can see from China is that social distancing, doing these types of maneuvers and methods do work. Italy, on the other hand, it's hard to compare. Everyone wants to use Italy as a comparison for what we may be seeing here, but Italy's a little different. It's a lot of apples and oranges. Italy's a much smaller country geographically of about 60 million people, but a much, much older population as well. And we do know that this does strike the elderly a little bit more severely than it affects the general population. We do know, we do have historical data showing that social distancing works. A good example of that is the 1918 Spanish flu. We have direct data points. Philadelphia and the great state of Pennsylvania decided to hold a parade in 1918, ignoring a lot of these warnings, whereas St. Louis canceled all of their parades and their public gatherings, and we saw the fatality rates and transmission go through the roof in Philadelphia, where St. Louis was able to control it.
Well, valuable information. So social distancing will have an effect. We'll see how much of an effect. And people, by and large, here, Doc, seem to be adhering to it. So that's good news. And I know you're a Pittsburgher at heart. You've been in Cleveland for 25 years, but you didn't transition to a Browns fan, did you?
No, not at all. Well, there's no reason for me to do that. I mean, there's no winning going on here.
Yes.
So
well,
I can tell you that.
I just hope we have some sports to return to normalcy at some point.
I just want to give your audience, I don't want to talk doom and gloom because I don't think that's helpful. I do think certain states are making, it sounds like we're starting to see some headway. The state of Washington, for example, where this first started in our country, looks like they may, you know, I talked to people on the ground there, looks like they may be flattening that curve. Again, it's a little bit of cautious optimism, but it is optimism. Pennsylvania, Ohio, you know, where you guys are, it's a little different than New York City. The issue is going to be, can we start revving our economy back up? Can we do these two things? Can we control the virus and get people back to work? And that's where we got to face this as a nation and a society. We can't, as our president says as well, we can't go on like this indefinitely.
Appreciate your expertise, Doc. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks to both of you. Kevin, let's talk offline.
You got it.
All right. Stay healthy, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.